on, all you loyal unionists, wherever you may be. I hope you'll pay attention now and listen unto me. For, well, you know the blood and woe, the misery and toil it took to down secession on Virginia's bloody soil. When our good flag, the stars and stripes, from Sumter's wall was hurled, and o'erhead on the forward walls, the rebel flag unfurled, aroused each loyal northern man, and caused his blood to boil, to see that flag, secession's rag, float o'er Virginia's soil. Then from the hills and mountain tops there came that wild alarm. Rise up, ye gallant sons of North, our country calls to arms. Come from the plains o'er hill and dale, ye hardy sons of toil. Our flag is trampled in the dust on Virginia's bloody soil. And thousands left their native homes, some never to return. And many wives and families dear were left behind to mourn. And one who went among them would from danger ne'er recoil. His bones now lie a-bleaching on Virginia's bloody soil. In the great fight of the wilderness, where many brave men fell, this captain led his comrades on through rebel shot and shell. The wounded round they strewed the ground, the dead lay heaped in piles. The comrades weltered in their blood on Virginia's bloody soil. The rebels fought like fury, just like tigers drove to bay. They knew full well if the truth they'd tell, they could not win the day. It was hand to hand they fought them in, a struggle fierce and wild, till a bullet pierced our captain's brain on Virginia's bloody soil. And now our heroes sleeping there with thousands of the brave. No marble slab does mark the place that shows where he was laid. He died to save our Union. He's free from care and toil. Thank God the stars and stripes still wave above Virginia's soil.